Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 7th of January, 2024. The Bible reading for today is from Psalm 80, verses 1, 7 to 14, and 19. Hear us, Shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock, you who sit enthroned between the cherubim, shine forth. Restore us, God Almighty. Make your face shine on us that we may be saved. You transplanted a vine from Egypt. You drove out the nations and planted it. You cleared the ground for it, and it took root and filled the land. The mountains were covered with its shade, the mighty cedars with its branches. Its branches reach as far as the sea, its shoots as far as the river. Why have you broken down its walls so that all who pass by pick its grapes? Boars from the forest ravage it, and insects from the fields feed on it. Return to us, God Almighty. Look down from heaven and see. Watch over this vine. Restore us, Lord God Almighty. Make your face shine on us, that we may be saved. Today's article, titled Ripe for God's Restoration, was written by Arthur Jackson. The pictures coming from a friend's text stream were stunning. Photos of a surprise gift for his wife revealed a restored 1965 Ford Mustang, brilliant, dark blue exterior, sparkling chrome rims, reupholstered black interior, and a motor to match the other upgrades. There were also before pictures of the same vehicle, a dull, worn, unimpressive yellow version. While it may be difficult to envision, it's likely that when the vehicle rolled off the assembly line, it was also an eye-catcher. But time, wear and tear, and other factors had made it ripe for restoration. Ripe for restoration. Such was the condition of God's people in Psalm 80. And thus the repeated prayer, Restore us, O God. Make your face shine on us that we may be saved. Though their history had included rescue from Egypt and being planted in a land of plenty, the good times had come and gone. Because of rebellion, they were experiencing the hand of God's judgment. Thus, their plea, Return to us, God Almighty. Look down from heaven and see. Do you ever feel dull, distant, or disconnected from God? Is joyful soul satisfaction missing? Is it because alignment with Jesus and his purposes is missing? God hears our prayers for restoration. So what's keeping you from asking? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I long for your restoration. Help me to see my need for it and to receive it. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Adi Inka, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries. God bless you.